Yeah, welcome back. We're still here at Sixfield Stadium. Jason Thornton with Billy Bingham, and we're joined as well by Colin Doyle. A City win by a goal to nil. Tony McMahon's goal on 34 minutes, the difference between the two sides. But it is back-to-back clean sheets for City, and that's going to please the big man who's alongside me today. Colin, another clean sheet. It was very much like last week where we were put under a lot of pressure late on, but happy to get the win and get the clean sheet. So
yeah, definitely, it's they're a big team. They're height wise, it's, we knew it was going to be physical, a bit like last week against Rotherham. So no, it's pleasing to get the win and get the clean sheet as well, which helps.
Didn't have an awful lot to do. You were busy taking crosses and punches, but save wise they didn't put us under that much pressure.
No, they didn't. They put a lot of long balls into the box where Nat and Killer had to head away or I had to come and pick up. So I think I had one in the first half that was sort of straight at me, and they probably had their best chance in the 90th minute when they had a flick on. We sort of mixed up in the back line and he put it over. So yeah, it wasn't too busy, but keep the clean sheet and we move on to Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot was made about the defence and our shortage of defenders, and we kind of threw Killer and Knight Percival together as two left footers, but the pair of them have been brilliant to play behind.
They've been fantastic. I think it's easy to want a right and a left back because it's easier to get out of the back, but even Nat playing on the right side, even though he's left footed, has been fantastic this season because it's not easy to come out if you're playing out on a. But he's not got a bad right peg, so and Killers is just calm as anything and controls it, and which helps as well. He talks a bit to Chicks, which helps Chicks out. And now we're pleased to keep the clean sheet and go into Tuesday with a lot of confidence.
Mentioned it to Stuart. There's a lot about the goals we were scoring earlier in the season. All of a sudden, it's back to back clean sheets. And you know, you let a few goals in. There's pressure on any goalkeeper when you're letting goals, but we were getting wins. All of a sudden, we look solid, and you're bang on form, full of confidence, and taking everything that comes your way.
Yeah, I think you gotta. We've had a bit of stick at the start of the season, conceding a lot of goals where people are entitled to their opinion, but look, what we listen to is the manager and the coaches in the changing room, and we stick together and we're still winning, which was the main thing. We're scoring a lot of goals, even though we're conceding, we're scoring goals, so we're still getting wins. So as long as we're winning, and we scored one today, we scored one last Saturday.
It's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's enough when you keep a clean sheet, so it's 3 points to tick on and go again.
We won here 2-1 last year. Only four of the team that were involved in that game were involved today, so it shows what a turnaround. You mentioned that team spirit. There seems to be more of a solidness about us that maybe last year that might have ended up in a draw.
Yeah, it could have been. We drew a lot of games last year.
Too many,
which obviously cost us in the end. But no, you're probably right. We could have drawn that last year. But I think what's good now is that we got to know each other, because we've had. Killer didn't play a lot last year, and obviously Chicks at left back is new in as well, so you got to try and know what their weaknesses and strengths are, and it takes time. It doesn't come overnight, and lately we've somehow sort of clicked, and it's all gone right, and all right, the goals might have dried up, but we've keeping clean sheets, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's a bonus as well. The chairman won't be happy, will he?
Yeah, he probably would have been happy if we won 2-1, to be honest, but no, there'll be a few lads picking up a bonus end of the month.
Yeah, and how are you enjoying the new season? We're looking great at the moment, aren't we? It looks a better balanced team, and we're right up there, and we want to stay there, Colin, don't we?
Yeah, we have to. That's our aim. We got to try and stay up there if we can, as long as we can, but we're not going to get carried away. It's, what, 9 games gone, 10 games gone? We've got to take it game by game and carry on and pick up 3 points when we can. So it's a long season, and we'll keep going and training hard, which we do every day. And we hope to pick another 3 points up on Tuesday, which we're all looking forward to now.
Yeah, I was going to mention 1,200 here today. It's going to be back-to-back home games. You know, at home we know we are. We're a different class when we play well.
Yeah, as I say again, there's no easy game. So Fleetwood, I'm not sure how they got on today, but I'm sure it'll be a difficult game, and be probably a different game because they haven't got the physical side of what sort of Northampton or Rotherham had. So no, we'll probably do a bit of video work on Monday when we're in, and watch a bit on them and take our strengths and weaknesses and play our best to our ability, and hopefully it's enough to beat the 3 points.
Yeah, they lost 4-2 at home, Fleetwood, today, by the way, and had a man sent off, so they might be a little bit wounded by that. What was your view of the Tony McMahon free kick?
Good, to be honest.
The keeper leave a big gap there? Could you see it from where you were?
Uh, t- to be honest, I thought he was actually going to go do the side, Macca. I really did, but no, he's got top quality delivery. You've seen all season what balls he's been putting in the box, and about time he scored a free kick. But I think the only pleasing thing now is that we've got a game on Tuesday, so we can't keep talking about it for so long.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
If we had a game Saturday, we would have been hearing it Monday, Tuesday, went all on the group chat. I can imagine there'd be videos posted and everything.
He'd probably make the most of it in the next few days anyway. But I mean, he practices those free kicks all the time. Are you obviously you're in goal trying to stop them, so he's so good at them.
Yeah, he is. It's a bit different in training. You put the mannequins in and it's not the same feeling, but the way he's hit it today was fantastic, and I'm pleased for him because he's had a great start to the season, and a lot of the lads have had a great start, so we just got to keep that going and build on the confidence.
Yeah, great game for you today as well, another clean sheet, well done, and enjoy your weekend.
Cheers,
good luck on Tuesday.
Cheers, bye-bye.
There you go, Colin Doyle joining us, a very happy City goalkeeper, another clean sheet for the Bantams, and it'll go back up the home one with the rest of the team. Absolutely.